Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Today's star date, 60.9991. Okay, we're 9 days away from 10,000 days since the Pluto went around the sun for its new year. So we're in year 60. I wonder how many more days in a Pluto year. 248 Earth years. That's a lot of days. Next up, the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. The council is meeting this coming 26th of January. Glacier View Community Council public announcement. We are meeting the 26th of January. We meet at the Glacier View School at 7 p.m. It is open to the public and all are welcome. This is the January meeting, and the January meeting is when we nominate for the new positions to be elected. That will be vice president and secretary. Last year it was president and treasurer. This year it's vice president and secretary. So we have been open for nominations already in other newsletters, and we are receiving emails and phone calls, and even you can drop off a note at the Glacier View School if you wanted, for vice president and for secretary. Remember, when somebody is nominated, they have to accept. We had one nomination a year ago that was an assumption of accepting, and the election came and they declined the offer after the election. So remember, it is a matter of not only nominating, but then we have to make sure that the person nominated is eligible and accepts the nomination. Also, people can nominate themselves. So, nominations open. January, we will define the list of those nominated for vice president and secretary. And February will be the elections for those positions. Also, I want to bring up the subject of Meals on Wheels. Matt Sue Senior Services has brand new four-wheel drive truck. Half of the back part is heated and half is a freezer. And every week they bring up 6 meals that are frozen and 1 meal that is hot to each of the people on the Meals on Wheels program here in Glacier View. The wonderful thing about Meals on Wheels is it helps people stay home. So they have good nutrition, a good balanced meal every day of the week. On the day they come, they get the hot meal and 6 frozen meals and extra goodies. So really, it's about staying independent by staying healthy and strong by getting Meals on Wheels. If you're interested in Meals on Wheels here in Glacier View, you can talk to me, Joseph Davis, Community Council President, or you can talk to Matt Sue Senior Services. So they're happy to sign you up. There are certain qualifications, and I won't go into it on this program, but with Meals on Wheels and the Matt Sue Senior Services, we have a job opening here in Glacier View for a care and respite worker position. So we have 3 families that are eager to have care and respite worker. It's up to 16 hours a week per family that a worker can go. And the position is not full-time. It is by the hour and by the need of the family that they're caring for. So if somebody is ill or somebody has some thing that qualifies them for a care and respite worker, then those hours are flexible, but up to 16 hours a week. And we have 3 families that have that need right now. So there is a job opening. If you're interested in being a care and respite worker and you live in Glacier View, please let me know. Joseph Davis, your community council president, or you can talk to the Matt Sue Senior Services. At our next council meeting, we will be talking about bees. Glacier View Gardens has had a meeting in November, and the discussion was how to take care of bees, what's involved. We were going to do a community-wide order. In other words, if people in the community want to order bees for making honey this coming summer, we're going to have a little discussion at the Glacier View Community Council meeting about the bee order. Also, we will be looking at a proposal for a trails grant. And what we're looking for now are ideas. What do we want for signage or improvements? What would we have a trails grant do? Do we want one? We're going to be discussing this. It has to be submitted by February 1st. So it'll be a hot topic on the 26th at Glacier View Community Council meeting. If you have ideas about trails and what a trails grant could do, I hope you show up at the meeting. And if you can't show up at the meeting, let me know before the meeting, because we can still modify the grant, and we're don't even know if we're going to apply for the grant. So that's what we have to look at the meeting. If you have trails ideas, let me know. One resident has approached me and said, could you post something about yoga classes? So I put it in the newsletter. If you'd like a yoga class, we need to find out how many people would like a yoga class. Are there yoga teachers here in Glacier View? Maybe there are. Maybe people have had some yoga experience and we could work together, maybe in the school gym or where else. Also, what about the Northern Lights? Don't you love getting up in the morning and during the day checking Facebook and finding out that the night before there was all kinds of fabulous Northern Lights, or even just really good Northern Lights? So somebody suggested maybe a phone tree, a Northern Lights phone tree. Well, that sounds good, but what do you consider as worthy of being woken up in the middle of the night? So a little shimmery green, or just stable green? Do you have to see more than green? Do you want to see a little bit of yellow or red or blue? So how would a Northern Lights phone tree work? One person even suggested having an automation on a webcam looking up at the sky, and if it detects reds, that would trigger an alert. Or maybe there's a Facebook way of being alerted if there was a Glacier View Northern Lights Facebook page. If you have ideas about a Northern Lights phone tree, come to the meeting. Let's talk about the Northern Lights and how to get up at night and take some good photos. They're fun just to watch. Lastly, in council news, we received a note from Ivy Spencer on recycling. Ivy works with the Solid Waste Division of the Mat-Su Borough. In the public letter sent by Ivy, she says, dear community council and assembly members, the Mat-Su Recycling Coalition is an energetic group of citizens and nonprofit organizations with an eye toward recycling for various reasons. Members can help identify recycling solutions in order to support the goals of reducing waste entering the landfill and making the borough a more environmentally responsible community through engaging local residents to actively participate in recycling efforts. So they're forming a coalition, they're forming a board to oversee activities, finances, public involvement, much more. They want to invite you to the next meeting, and that will be Saturday, January 21st, Saturday, January 21st, from 10:30 to 1:30 p.m. at the training facility rooms in Station 6-1 of the Central Mat-Su Public Safety Building, located at 101 West Swanson Avenue on the corner of Lucille Street and Swanson Avenue in Wasilla. Boy, that is a mouthful. I'm going to say that again just so you can get it. If you want to go to the meeting, you can find Ivy Spencer at the borough, or the next Mat-Su Recyclers Coalition meeting will be held on Saturday, January 21st, from 10:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon at the training facility rooms in Station 6-1 of the Central Mat-Su Public Safety Building, located at 101 West Swanson Avenue, which is on the corner of Lucille Street and Swanson Avenue in Wasilla. All right. Phew, that is a mouthful. Anyway, recycling. Awesome. That's good. We need more of it. And so there is a board forming. Next up is a question for Siri, but how do you get Siri to work? If you've got an iPhone, you want to use Siri, you have to go to your settings, go to Siri, and turn it on. Also, you can turn on Hey Siri when it's plugged in. So when it's plugged in to your power, you don't even have to get up. You can just say, Hey Siri, and then ask it a question. Right now, the other way is hold down that home button, the round button on the front of your iPhone, and just ask the question. So we're going to see how lucky we get and what Siri will say with this question. When is the next full moon?
The moon is in its waxing gibbous phase today.
Okay, but that didn't tell me when is the next full moon. And it said waxing gibbous phase, okay? So it's getting bigger. When is the next full moon?
Let me check that. Here is what I found.
Okay, and it's showing me a screen, and it says Thursday, January 12th. Okay, and that's it. It is January 12th, and the information comes from Wolfram Alpha. That's a search engine used with Siri. Okay, here's the question everybody wants to know. How are the Seattle Seahawks doing? What is their standing?
The Seahawks finished in first place in the NFC West this season.
Cool. NFC, first place. What happens next to the Seahawks?
Okay, I found this on the web for what happens next to the Seahawks.
And actually, there's some pages on Seattle Seahawks, what if? And a lot of pages on the Seahawks about where they're going to go next. All right, well, maybe Russell Wilson will check some of those pages out. I'll bet he'd like to know. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station Radio Free Palmer. Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit radiofreepalmer.org and become a member today. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting from 89.7 in Palmer, 89.5 in Sutton, and rebroadcasting in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And by the way, it is that time of year where Alaskans renew their PFD. Okay, the PFD, you know, if you live in Alaska, you sign up every year on the web, or you could do it by paper. You could go to state office, get the paperwork for your PFD check that comes out before Christmas. So your PFD is, we are an owner state. Why do we get a PFD? Well, we're an owner state. So if you're a resident, you are part owner in the resources of the state. This is extraordinary in states' rights, where people actually have such a level of control of how the money is spent by government, because we receive the money. I remember years and years ago, there was a vote, and the vote was, Should the money go to schools and healthcare, or should individuals receive a check? Well, I voted yeah, send the money to schools. My boy was in school, and schools are what is going to help us stay strong and hardworking and competitive with the rest of the country and the world. So, yeah, give the money to schools. Well, it was a massive, overwhelming vote for the PFT checks to go to individuals. And I was having a conversation with a fellow, and he said, you know, it's the most direct spending of government money by a citizen. And if you want your money to go to a school or college, sign your check over. Give them the money. You have direct control. So, PFD, get online. Where do you go? PFD.alaska.gov. You can also Google State of Alaska PFD, but the web address is PFD.alaska.gov. Now, it's still the first couple of weeks of January. We have several months to do this, but I like to get it done soon. And while we're talking about it, your PFD now supports Pick, Click, and Give, as we've known for, 5 years now? How long has Pick, Click, and Give been around? What is Pick, Click, and Give anyway? And those bumper stickers that say, Love Alaska. Well, you love Alaska by Pick, Click, and Give. You get on the web, sign up for your PFD. Now, maybe you've already signed up for your PFD. That's okay. You can go back to pfd.alaska.gov. And once you've signed up and it's authenticated and you're registered, that's set. Then you can go and donate some or even all of your PFD to all the registered nonprofits that I say registered are registered with Pick, Click, and Give. I don't know the criteria for it, but I do know that Radio Free Palmer receives some of its funding, important funding, every year from the Pick, Click, and Give funders, people like me and you, who, after registering for our PFD, click on Radio Free Palmer and donate any amount you want. You can say how much to donate up to the maximum of your PFD. So it's a great time to become a member of community radio and in Pick, Click, and Give, donate to Radio Free Palmer. So we have our byline here for Radio Free Palmer is, we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Local radio, this is community radio. This is a part of how we have some of our funding, because it's a private, it's a public station, but that's privately funded by members like you. So Pick, Click, and Give. Click on donate and donate to Radio Free Palmer. And that will help us out a lot, help keep us on the air. All right, let's see if you can tell who is singing this song.
Hay un milagro en mi barriga. El universo. que cuides tus corrientes, no te contamines. Y seas mi héroe o mi heroína, salves al mundo de la ruina. Bendecido por las estrellas, protegiendo a la madre tierra. Amor, antes de la primera vista. Amor, a la primera patada. Amor, antes de la primera vista. Amor, a la primera patada. Amor, antes de la primera vista. Amor, a la primera patada. Amor, antes de la primera vista. Amor, a la primera patada. Amor.
That's a song by Andrea Echeverri. Okie dokie, cool tunes. So, how many Nomites are out there? A lot of people around the Palmer area used to live in Nome, at least a number of us. I am one of them, and when I moved to Nome, I moved with my son Arlo. Arlo, you know, Arlo Guthrie, we didn't name him after Arlo Guthrie. I know everybody says that, but it's true. And in first grade, there were three first grade classrooms in Nome. My son was put in one of the classrooms, and guess what? There was another Arlo. And they're like 2 weeks apart in age. Go figure. How many Arlos do you know in person? How many people do you know named Arlo? Not many. So here's a song by Arlo. The other Arlo, Arlo Hannigan, in his album, Come Up the Hill.
Come up the hill. Come up the hill. Come up the hill. Come up the hill. There be fiery jelly, blueberry made to wine, wildflower in my belly. Come up the hill, feast on the dead. Let us die. Drink down the jetty, saw water make moonshine, dig clam from the belly, and come up the hill when the sky turned red. When the sky blood red. When that train called death coming, take my last breath, I'll be on the crossroad ties. When the train called death coming, my doorstep you will see a raven fly. Are you that silent? Are you that sad? Take you where the green grass grow taller than any kind you ever knew. There be fiery jelly, blueberry made to wine, wildflower in my belly. Come up the hill, feast on the dead. Drink down the jetty, saw water make moonshine, dig clam from the belly. And come up the hill when the sky turned red. When the sky blood red. Darling, I am ready. Darling, I'm all yours. Take and keep me steady. Stay as long as you can. Darling, I am waiting. Darling, I'm all yours. Take you where the green grass is growing on a distant shore. Thank you. distant shore. Come up the hill. No more a feast of friends and green grass that's growing on a distant shore. Will there be fiery jelly, blueberry made to wine, wildflower in my belly? Come up the hill, feast on the day, drink down the jetty, sow all to make moonshine, dig clam from the belly. Come up the hill when the sky turn red, when the sky blood red.
And that's the album Come Up the Hill from Arlo Hannigan of gnome fame. I think he lives in California now. I could be wrong. Travels around producing music. Excellent, excellent album, Come Up the Hill, Arlo Hannigan. Okay, you can find him on the web, by the way. Google Arlo Hannigan, and you can get his music and download it. Today, our quote for the day, the marvels of daily life are exciting. No movie director can arrange the unexpected that you find in the street. That's a quote from Robert Duano. Robert Duano, I did not say the name. I had to ask my wife. Duisneau. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Does something in today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Come to Facebook, The Glacier Review, and add your comments and photos and see what others are saying too. I will be posting my own photos of guests, gadgets, and more. Until the next program, good wishes to you, and again, Happy New Year. This is Joseph Davis with the Glacier Review.